And I get to be a conductor of electricity.
You've never been able to do this before with me, right? See, this is a rite of passage with meteorologists. You can see why we cycle through meteorologists here at 9 News.
Blowing things up.
Yeah, it's just fun. Hey, this is one of my favorites to take to schools. Mm-hmm. It's a Van de Graaff generator, and this is a cool one. This is a metal ball on the top. It's actually a hollow metal ball. Mm-hmm. And inside, there's a rubber band, and the rubber band goes around and around and around, and it picks up electrons from the bottom and throws them to the very top. So what you're going to get here is this great little static discharge. So I'm going to turn it on.
All right.
And you can actually hear it starting to talk to you. You hear the little crackling?
Yep.
And now we just need to attract it towards our body. So that's where you hang onto the metal ball.
Okay.
So I'll show you first, and then it's yours. So as you get closer, you'll see. Oh.
That's a good one.
Now for every, for every inch is about 50,000 volts. So on a good day, we can draw about 300,000-400,000 volts. Here, you try. Hand right there. Oh, no, it's okay. Here you go. I'll take the sparks on my hand. There you go. Good. Now, there you go.
Oh, that's cool.
So
that
now
feels really weird on my hand.
Isn't that fun? And it's really fun now that you're mic'd up with your microphone and your wires and everything. Isn't that exciting?
I love that. That's great.
So we teach kids that this, of course, is not lightning. This is static electricity. So the lightning that we have far more dangerous than that. See, it's coming to my hand as well. So it'll come to anything at all. But I feel it coming out of my feet right now. So I used to scare little kids in the front row because you'd actually see little lightning bolts come out of your feet. I'll give it back to you.
And the odds really across the United States are 1 in 600,000 that you're going to get struck by lightning.
Did you get a good shot there?
Yeah, got a good one.
Here, this is even more fun. Here, watch this. You hop up on the milk crate. So I have a little apple crate that's there.
All right.
Perfect. So now you're kind of insulated from the ground.
Okay.
So people think that they're okay in a car because there's rubber tires. But if the lightning bolt went 3 miles through the air, it can probably jump another 18 inches to get to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really protected by that metal that's up and around you. Put your hand on the ball, and I'm going to take this now from you. And so now we're going to build up the static charge just around you. Fair enough? So now you can kind of feel the static charge going around you.
I'll
crank it up just a little bit. There you go.
Here we going?
Do you kind of feel it around you? Here, I'll touch like this. Can you feel that?
Yes.
On you can kind of feel this way, can't you?
I think I said to you earlier, now I know what my cat feels like in Colorado.
All right, so here, you hang on to Barbie, all right?
Okay.
So if you hang on to Barbie, See, we get a little bit of static sitting there, and not bad at all. See?
That is not bad.
Yeah.
My hairspray is working a little bit too well.
So sometimes you just have to get the, that's a pretty good one there as well.
Obviously, this is just minor shock, so you just want to be indoors.
Absolutely.
Obviously,
you know, here's the flash rule that they talk about is that when you see the lightning, you start counting, and you count 1,001, 1,002. Every 5 seconds is a mile. And they say that the strike zone, between 2 and 3 miles. But everything that we learn about lightning seems to change because we learn more and more and more. And so it's one of those things where we tune into someone like you who tells us. But when we tell kids to get out in Colorado, you really do have to get out and get off that golf course.
And
if you want to get struck, then you just come down to the studios, and then I'll hit you this way. So,
yeah.
So that's
great.
How it will go.
I think I'll stand this way,
here,
and we'll take a break.